Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Coach Bill Bush on Early Break. You can always call or text 402-464-5685 or watch or comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. What do you got?
Can I voice something that would fall under the category of idle chit-chat real
sponsored
quick?
By Newton's Lawn Care? Yeah. What do you got?
Bill experienced something this morning, one of the phenomenons of being a human that's fascinating to me, and that is that feeling of being late, of that feeling in the morning of waking up and like, oh God.
It's a horrible feeling.
It's an amazing feeling in a way though, right?
It's amazing, but it's terrible.
Yeah, it's you're completely discombobulated, but your adrenaline's pumping hard. So that's good. It wakes you up. It's an adrenaline shot, right? You had an adrenaline shot this morning, right? When you I know what your first reaction was. I can't read it I can't say it. It was fascinating to me.
I didn't remember what my reaction
you
was.
Don't want it. I can't take it to the air.
I
won't do that. Yeah. But it's interesting to me. We've all been there.
Oh, I had it terribly. Yeah. Probably about 5 years ago on the show.
Yeah.
I woke up at 6:42.
That's awesome.
Now here's the best news. I had a producer who had been doing some hosting, so he had the keys. He was able to see the rundown. He was able to host the show. I walk in at 7 a.m. say, I'll take over now. Thank you. Thank you. I got this.
Isn't that an ungodly feeling, though?
Oh, God. Because I had about six missed calls from Sip, four from the other guy. I'm like, oh, God, what happened here? Yeah. 6:42
How'd
I woke up.
How did you feel when you
woke
up, when you got my text?
First of all, very refreshed. Extremely refreshed because it was
a lot more often.
Yeah, because I get up at 4 o'clock every day. That's been for the last 30 years. I get up at that time.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure what happened with the alarm, whether I turned it off, whatever happened. Mm-hmm. My wife is also part of this because she's supposed to be the backup.
Uh-huh.
I always have like that, but there was no backup. But yeah, so when I woke up, it was like I should have been here. Like I would have already like been here almost.
Right.
But then I'm like I can be there, and I'll be there by 6:10 would have been the latest I'd have got here.
Okay.
So it would have been. So I'm like, okay, we can get this thing figured out. But before I got incarcerated.
You were not incarcerated. You were just arrested. So let's be clear, because people are going to think you were in jail. No, you weren't incarcerated. You were just pulled over.
You were just pulled over.
Yeah, and arrested.
Yeah, was not. So,
do you recall our first producer we had in this show, Sip, Adam?
Adam?
Adam would claim every day that he'd get pulled over. That's why he was late. I said, at this point, they're going to revoke your license.
We had a producer.
There's no way. He said, he finally admitted to say, I just can't get up.
We had a producer, Adam. He was fascinating. He still listens to the show. I love him.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. What I found hilarious was he never showed up on time. And when he was late and we'd mention it, we'd say,
here's Adam at 6:19. And he would give us the double
And he
birds.
Would turn it on us. Like, it's like,
we're the bad guys. Oh, great. Come
great.
On.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bring it on me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, what? Why are we the bad guys? Because he'd go, here's Adam at 6:18. He's finally arrived.
Well, the one thing you guys had, of course, all,
it's never on time.
Sipple would not have noticed.
What's that?
That I was late until way late because you're about a 5:56er.
He got no today 5:49 today.
Yeah, it was early.
So,
you weren't here.
So
and
this is on this is on Jake really because he knows because what time I get. I always get here about
5:40.
I get here every day, and so we sit and talk for like that. So he at 5:41, he was alert that there was a problem at 5:41. Yeah, like so.
That's my fault. Hey, you know what? I'll take the L here, Bill.
Yeah, and this one. Yeah, so there's nothing from you anywhere. There's nothing.
I was just because Josh.
But like at 5:49, you had to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, my antenna went up. My antenna went up because I pulled in and your car was here and Josh's truck was here. Yep. And I thought, whoa, no Bill.
I don't see Bill's here.
I thought, my immediate thought was, that's a problem. That's a problem. All kinds of things went through my head. And then.
Well, you told me when he got you had sent him a text. But you didn't say he had returned the text, though. So
then he did.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, then he did.
Then he did.
It was funny.
So here we are.
The reaction was funny.
We're all here. Everything's great.
All right, let's talk.
464-5685, call or text as always. So
coffee talk.
Oh, Tina Fina. Tina Wiener.
Tina Wiener.
I don't have the audio.
Talk amongst yourself.
Get it tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll throw out a topic. Throw out a topic.
Okay. I want to know, how hard is it to keep your edge once you've reached the pinnacle of success in sports? Yesterday, I saw Chiefs punt and kick returner from the early 2000s, Dante Hall, who said he was at the AFC title game in Kansas City. Now, he was a great Chiefs returner. But he, again, in his view of the situation, he thought the atmosphere was kind of dead compared to what it has been in previous years, and that maybe fans are just used to being there and expect to be the Super Bowl champions.
And you took that and...
Well, I just thought it was, you know, I'm a Dolphins fan. I don't have nice things. I don't get to see them even get close to the pinnacle of success. The playoffs are my success.
So how does a fan base and how does a person keep their edge?
Right. Once you... Because, I mean, there's franchises that just, they go forever and they've never won the big thing. But once they've finally done it, now, okay, there's huge monkeys off your back. Like Sean McVay, for example, the head coach of the Rams, wins the Super Bowl last season. People asked, does he want to coach? Is he going to go into broadcasting? Does he have the edge to keep coaching? They had a bad year. They had some injuries. The question still remains, does he want to be the head coach of the Rams going forward? Which he says yes. But that's another example of someone that once he finally got that, the goal, what's his motivation?
How do you keep your edge?
How do you keep your edge, coach?
Well, generally it's by top-down personality of, obviously, a head coach. And generally it's a very steady head coach. Someone that is very, very consistent, not an up-and-down person. Somebody that just works in the constant culture and then the constant everyday fight of what they're doing. When you see the ones that have been very successful, the Nick Sabans, the Tom Osborne, all the people that have done very, very good, they're like this. Also, the coaches that are really good, the money doesn't have, like, I love when people talked about earlier where people say it was here, there was conversation about break the bank, get Urban Meyer here. That was conversation. That came up,
said,
right?
We said that.
Breaking the bank is not going to be what motivates those guys. They don't spend any money. I mean, they have any money, so all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're going to pay Texas, we're going to pay Nick Saban $25 million a year.
Okay.
That's not what's going to be able to motivate them. They have all that money. Those guys just work like that. Their daily enjoyment is getting a team ready to perform. That's mm-hmm. that's the part that really shows up mm-hmm. with it. So mm-hmm. that's why I see Bill Belichick. He's the same as he was 20 years ago, whatever it's been. He's like this. Whatever if you don't like how a coach is, what it is, but that is the very, very steady with how they are. But it is hard. It is really, really hard to hold it together. I think it's much harder in the NFL just because there's contracts. Mm. There's things going on. If you look at, there was a situation with a player that was yelling at Osai after the game. There, if you Google it, there's one of the Bengal players was very upset, and he's yelling at him, why did you hit the quarterback? This is my last time. Well, his contract's up. Oh. So the chance of him being with the Bengals next year is very slim.
Ooh.
And so in the NFL, ooh, it is really hard because you just lose players. And so it's not the same team. I know you graduate players, but you also get you don't know what's coming in. That's why the NFL is set up for success, because who gets the first draft pick this year? the worst team.
The Bears, yeah.
So it goes to the worst team. So they always have a chance to build. They're always trying to build up to help you out. There's never like, okay, Georgia, you guys had an unbelievable year. You guys get just 20 scholarships
no.
this year,
and the other you don't ones get to go 25. To the portal, and you only get 3 from the portal.
Yeah, you know that's not so. The
they're the great, and they
the
can
NFL
get greater.
Is built for parity, and so that makes it so that's a big deal. So when you push that hard, you put together a lot of times a roster to get to that spot to get that game, because if you get one. That's like the golden ticket. If you get a Super Bowl championship, that is like one of the, if you're a quarterback on a Super Bowl championship sure. team or those things. So
validation
to hold it steady. But generally, it's just the personality
yeah.
of the person.
That's what I say.
To handle it. It's the personality of the coach that can handle that.
How you asked the question, Jake? How hard is it to keep your edge once you've reached the pinnacle of success in sports? I just believe it's a nuanced discussion, and it's very. Individual. It just depends on the individual. And it's nuanced. I'll give you an example of nuance. Matt Rhule. He doesn't have to coach at all. I mean, he had 4 years left on his Carolina Panthers deal. He's got all the money he needs. So what's he doing? Why try it? Why do this? Because he's probably driven by a few things, but as Bill mentioned, he probably just likes what he's doing, likes to get a team ready, see a team, build a program, and he's probably motivated by failure. You know, he's probably motivated by that Carolina failure. Hmm. And again, not all guys. Now, some guys, Jake, would take that whatever he was making a year with the Panthers. It was a lot. He could have easily sat out easily, but that's not how he's wired. And that's the kind of guys you want. Some guys will just say, you know what? I don't need to work. In there, I'd prefer the guy who's wired the way Rhule is, or wired the way Saban is. Saban is not coaching for money now. He's got all the money he needs. But he's got still a very hard edge. But not everybody's like that. That's the thing. You got to find the guys that are like that. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say. Yeah. I prefer that guy over the guy that says, well, I got all the money I need. I really don't need to do this. I prefer the guy who's got all the money he needs and still wants to do it. That's who I want running my program.
And there's been guys that have done it in different ways. One of the most successful people ever in broadcasting is who? John Madden.
Good point.
Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Got out at a very young age.
He did. Yeah,
he very young point. Age. Got out, took a different phase of his life. It wasn't just go sit
point.
On the beach. But there's always, and sometimes it's what your interest level is and what you want to be able to do. But in the end, the ones that keep their edge are the ones that are just motivated by competition, motivated by being around the team. That's the part you miss the most about coaching.
Yeah.
Like for myself is just that, like, I go now where I talk to, like, my wife and one or two other people a day, mm-hmm. and that's it. When I used to talk to over 140 wow. people a day.
Yeah.
And so that's a big difference when all of a sudden you're not going, and you're in front of those people and doing those things and have your presentation every single day. So you got to be spot on, and that's my comfort zone. I'd much rather be in that comfort zone of being you know, fourth and one every day is way better than just being
we're fourth and one.
What's that? We're not fourth and one right now.
We are.
We will be in about 10 minutes. We got some other things to talk about. But then we'll buckle up on that. Because I got to try to get as much stuff as I can because I don't know who's waiting for me out there. I have no idea.
No, I want you to know something. This show, we're fourth and one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's fourth and one, but it's that it when you have to give a whole presentation in front of an entire team because because you're going out onto the field in the next 20 minutes, everything has to be right, all that stuff, because then you're talking, if it's jacked up, then you jacked up everything for the state of Nebraska.
You are giving a presentation to an entire city, to an entire radio audience right now.
Which I appreciate.
You just can't see them.
Which I appreciate very, very much.
You are.
I appreciate it very, very much.
It is fourth and one.
Yeah, it is fourth and one.
And you, it was really fourth and one at 6:01 today.
Yeah, that's correct. That was
it was really fourth and one.
I will never call you if you're late because I won't know because you come at 5:58. So I won't. We'll already be on the air before we realize you're not here. So I have no chance. Where Jake should have known at 5:40. At 5:41.
Hey, there been, what's going on, man?
You know what? He's one of those guys that's like, I hope he's late.
No way.
I'm not going to text him. Maybe he'll be late. I can see that.
That's cruel. Yeah. I would not do that.
Josh,
our producer.
I've worked with Jake for seven and a half years.
If I don't see Sip by 5:58, I will send a text. But it's 5:58. Yeah. It's not 5:50 or 5:45. Yeah. It's 5:58. Yeah. Say, hey, you coming?
Should we tell him what we do when we're running a little late?
Yeah.
Send the airplane emoji of an airplane crashing because we're coming in for a crash landing. That's what if we're
coming
running
in hot.
Coming in hot.
It's been a long time since you could send that to me. He used to enjoy like, oh yeah, I beat Jake here. And he would get here randomly at 5:45 a couple times.
And I'd send the airplane emoji to him.
He's like, yes, I can finally say I beat
Jake's
you.
Jake's
got to
come in for a crash landing.
I'm like, I am plenty early. It is not late. You're just happy you beat me to work today.
Yeah. That would be like James Craig, who's the offensive line coach for the 49ers now at LSU. No matter what, couldn't beat him in. Really? I try sometimes. I'm gonna go in. I'll be in the office at 3:50. Craigers here.
Really?
You getting coffee? Hey, morning, Bill. I'm like,
you didn't beat me.
You couldn't beat him at LSU.
Really?
You couldn't beat him in.
What time did he get there at? Did you ever ask him?
No, I didn't ask him. I never asked that. All I know is he was always there.
3:50.
I'm like, a couple times, you're driving in. For some reason, like you couldn't sleep. You woke up earlier than normal. You know, you're ready for the fourth and one down the hallway with Coach Ed. And all of a sudden, that's like, this is your day. You're like, I'm going to get him today. Pull in. No, he's already there. He's already on a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And so it's like, gosh, dang it. Why does this guy get here? I'm here ahead of everybody else. I can never beat this guy.
Interesting. As far as your question goes, yeah, that edge, that's an interesting question.
Well, the one with McVay that's interesting was that came up last year.
It did.
Came up last year right away because there was talk about a big offer from was it Amazon or something for
Amazon Prime
broadcasting games
for like $17 million.
Yes, correct.
Amazon Prime
or something of that nature.
Yes,
and so that they had an offer with that. So that's always. But people always said to me, "Don't you just want to do this?" I'm like, no, I don't. This is not what I want to do. I'd much rather be coaching. That's just more of what you do to be able to have that. So
I would be terrible without some sort of challenge every day. Just awful. Anybody that knows me would tell you that. I need something every day or I'm just a wreck. So, and I bet there's coaches like that. You need that daily challenge.
There is coaches that we all know that it's like, if there's not a crisis, create one. That's very common. It's like, very common. It's like, all of a sudden it's going to be, there's not a crisis, let's create one. Just to kind of always keep everyone like on edge in some way.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not going to name names. Not doing that.
No, you don't have to, Bo Pelini. But but yeah, I always felt that. I felt that with some guys.
I think
I never heard it verbalized like that. I just always sort of thought it. Like, yeah, that's what it feels
like. So going off what you were saying, to me, it should be easier to be driven as a college coach than an NFL coach. Because like you're saying, you don't get punished with a good year in college. You get rewarded with, hey, probably a better chance to get better recruits. Whereas in the NFL, yeah, if you win the Super Bowl, you get the last pick in the NFL draft. You don't get rewarded with the good pick. So is it easier to be driven as a college coach in the NFL?
I think the drive's the same. It's just much harder in the NFL because of how it's set up. And that's when it comes down to always the quarterback position. The greatest run in NFL history is the Patriots. By far, it's not even close. Where they won six, right? Six,
Jake?
With Brady.
Six, yep. Six, yep. Brady.
So the one concept, if you go back and look and just say, take their first Super Bowl and take their roster, that Super Bowl roster, then look at it the next year. I mean, the changes were ridiculous, all the way down through. And don't forget, at one time they had an undefeated team in the Super Bowl that lost.
Yeah.
And so and they like I said, well, how many times did you go? Nine, was it? Because Brady's lost, you know, several Super Bowls also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, three. He's lost three Super Bowls.
So the one steady, part of it, just think of it, is the quarterback play,
right?
And so because you generally, if you have the best pass rusher in the league, that's not going to carry over for a long haul Super Bowl run of successes like that. Generally, it's going to be the quarterback
Brady.
That does that.
Now, he's a great example of someone who has somehow retained his edge.
Yeah, he has.
He loves what he's doing, obviously. Yeah. Just he's consumed by it, but I would say in a good way. I don't think it's an unhealthy way. I mean, you know, his marriage and all that. How he's doing what he loves, he could have easily walked away, but he can't easily walk away because he has that hard edge.
He's 46, and he still intends to play this.
Killer competitor. You see when he's mic'd up. He's a killer competitor. Listen to what he says to guys.
There was a time when he was 40. He said, I want to play till I'm 50. He might do that. He's going to be 47 next year, and he wants to play.
He's a killer competitor.
Playing. Absolutely. And it's much easier to be a killer competitor as a coach than it is as a player, because when you're that competitive, as Tom Brady is, people are trying to knock the crap out of him every play. As a coach, you don't walk down the hallway competing, all of a sudden someone just drop kicks you out of their office. I mean, that's the difference. When you snap the ball and there's four, five, six guys that their number one job is to put you on the ground,
take you out.
That is a rough lifestyle for being that competitive, because sometimes after a while your body's just like, I can't take this anymore.
Right.
Where coaching, you can keep going. That's the hard part. It's like when something bad happens to a team, if it's an injury, whatever it is, as a coach, you're just distraught for that player, for that team, for everything. But next year you get a coach. A lot of those guys don't get to play anymore.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that played in those, and they'll be in this Super Bowl that maybe don't play again in that situation. You know, and so that's a hard deal to deal with as you go through it.
Bill, I wonder about this. It seems like it would be – now, I don't know. Maybe this has worn off with you. I always think about it before games, like at Norman, when I was in Norman last season.
Mm-hmm.
Two seasons ago in Norman, and the atmosphere is it's intoxifying. Is that the word? Intoxicating? Intoxicating.
Intoxicating.
Yeah, it's intoxicating.
Intoxifying. That's a good one.
I'm not sure I even got that one. Like,
intoxicating. The atmosphere is incredible. Do you get so like it's almost like an addiction, I would think, to that. Look at this. We're going to compete in this environment every Saturday. This is incredible. Or do you just get used to it?
You don't get used to it. You just appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because in college football, you don't get many games.
No.
You only have so many guaranteed. That's not many games. And more than half of Nebraska are going to be home. So when you go someplace else or you're playing at home – so if that's your thing about just game day, you have to be intoxicated with preparation,
sure. The
team, all those things. My number one intoxication would be to see if I can get guys ready to play in that atmosphere. That would be let's see if we can get them to play in that atmosphere.
Then you're in it.
Then you're in it, and then that's the part that is fun. And it is when you get older, it does slow down a lot for you as a coach too. As far as like just you're just used to things. You don't have any sort of outside. You're a little more tunnel vision on what's going on.
Yeah. You don't get freaked out by the stadium and the crowd and the noise.
Yeah, but it is. I mean,
it would. I'd love it.
But we talk about it. I've said it openly, but I took it directly from Urban Meyer. Is that, you know, every game's the same. The process is 100% the same. You don't change how you practice a week by who you're playing. The games count the same. As far as, hey, this game counts a win or a loss in the conference. That's all that counts. It doesn't count double. If you're at Ohio State and you beat Michigan, it doesn't count double. But he made a big point about, like, that's crap. We come here to play Michigan. That's why you came to Ohio State. That's why. So you talk about that. I would talk about it with my players. Like, you know, it's like if you're at Nebraska, it's like, hey, you didn't come to Nebraska to play whatever, North Dakota. That's not why you came here. So you came here to play in these games, and this, so that is talked about and discussed, and then obviously the job that you can do in quote unquote, I've been lucky to be preparing for national championships numerous times, and also for other conference championship games, whatever it is, like, and it's so much fun as a coach to be just steady, You know, and sometimes you'll see like a young coach, we just got to get higher and higher every day, Wednesday, Thursday. No, no, we need to do exactly what we do every week. But there is a difference. Don't tell me there's not a difference when you're playing in certain games that it is like that. It's like there was a bunch of games just for just let's just talk about a mid-season game that probably doesn't affect one thing for your conference or doesn't compare one thing for the NCAA tournament except for maybe a big win. But there's a crossover with the SEC and Big 12 basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so all
right
those,
now.
So all those games last weekend,
yeah.
They were big games.
Yeah, SEC,
I mean, that place
Kentucky,
I mean,
Kansas.
K-State played Florida last week.
Yeah, I watched Kentucky, Kansas.
Just Google what the Oklahoma coach said about they because they beat Alabama.
They smoked them.
Smoked
I think it's like 91-68.
And just ask him what the crowd was like.
Porter Mosier.
He said they've had nothing like that.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah. Porter Mosier, the head coach now at Oklahoma.
We need to call Doc.
Yeah. So anyway, obviously that was a different game. That was a different game, but they prepared the same way for it. But it was a different game on how it was. So
different
feel. You always have certain things like it at Ohio State when I was there. I mean, there's a countdown in the hallway of the countdown to the Michigan game. So every day you walk in, 244 days play Michigan. This is that, and then in the office, the Michigan fight song played all week. On loop.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. And during that time, obviously, must have worked a little bit because Urban never lost to Michigan.
Usually they were blowouts, too.
Yeah.
Typically. Not all the time, but typically he blew them out.
But I liked how we approached that. Like, this is why you came here, to play in this game. Now we prepare the same we always do. And so it was his message was very, very good.
Fascinating. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate that.
For the late. Hey.
Come on, it's
here is here.
Tomorrow I might just I may try to fake you guys out tomorrow and go fake late.
Was that 5:58?
This isn't a game.
No, just to see if you respond because
this
obviously
your text.
For you. No, for you. Just see if you
We're gonna now you've given your secret away. You've given away what you're gonna
do. I don't know if you've noticed, but this is not playtime here.
It's 4th-and-1 time
this
here, baby.
Freaking 4th-and-1. You've joined a very successful show.
This show has been off the like I said, tri-state area number one morning show. Now we don't know.
Tri-states.
Well, it could be. It has to touch you, so it could be Colorado, Wyoming,
right.
Nebraska.
It we could, eliminating
it could,
now.
Could be Dakota. Kansas, South just, Dakota.
Yeah, you eliminating know, Kansas.
Could be Iowa, yeah, Colorado.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Jake will not let you eliminate Iowa.
I will let you eliminate.
No,
Iowa.
You don't, because you closet Hawkeye. Thing.
I am not anything.
Oh, you
of
went
the
right
sort.
To Charlie Jones when you thought.
I just
of
was
he
trying
did.
To fuck.
Yeah, right to
did.
Charlie Jones.
He did. Went right there.
What about Iowa, Sip?
Nope.
What about Iowa? They're great punt return team.
I was just giving up a great example.
You could have given. You could have given numerous examples, but you always have to go to Iowa.
How dare you?
I think you Iowa,
I think Iowa dropped a punt this year, didn't they?
They probably did.
Against us, you remember?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
oh, yeah, they probably they did.
You always play that know. Iowa card. Yeah, like Iowa.
Yeah, like Iowa.
Yeah,
like they're
Iowa.
Supposed to.
Yeah. Robin Wash it next, an early break in the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts. So you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.